guys, you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, we're bringing back someone I met years ago. This is Kimberly Wenya, and she is a manifestation and spiritual mindset coach. She's really dedicated herself to bridging the gap between traditional spirituality and kind of the modern millennial woman. She has a bachelor's of science from University of Melbourne, and she's talking to us today from Australia. And she also has a Bachelor of Science in Osteopathy. And during her studies, she actually founded a coaching business. And I found her on the gram. I can't remember where we exactly found each other, but I remember like almost 5 years ago, we did a podcast, and she's really so motivating. This year, she published her debut book. It's called The Manifestation Diaries. It delves kind of into the nuances of her personal approach to manifestation and growth. And I think she is amazing. Welcome to the podcast, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. It's so awesome to be here.
Yes, I know that you do so much besides all those professional endeavors. You're also into rock climbing, violin, poetry, and she is currently living in Melbourne, right?
Yes, yeah, Melbourne, Australia.
Well, tell me all about this book, The Manifestation Diaries, and the whole writing process. First of all, you're so young to be writing your first book. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Well, I just turned 30 last year, so it does feel like a nice little like bow on the end of that of this decade. But yeah, this is the book. It's called The Manifestation Diaries, and we had fun also making the design. It was really a nice passion project, but also opportunity to, I guess, express all of the things that I've been thinking in my 20s, and do it in a grounded and practical way. I would say that the thing that I kind of tell people when I talk about it is that it's not your average book on manifestation. I'll just use this to kind of like to share, because this is how we've been kind of like marketing it. It's basically self-help that reads differently, so it's a bit more creative, a bit more of like a poetic prose. And it's not really, it's written more in a way where I just wished that I could sit next to the reader rather than like in front of them and kind of like preaching to them. So that's kind of been the intention with that. And it's been, such a journey over the last 2 years.
How do you define modern girl spirituality in this day and age?
To me, I feel like spirituality can be interpreted in so many different ways, and it doesn't have to be through self-help or through listening to thought leaders. I think that spirituality can be in your hobbies. It can be in dancing. It can be in whatever you feel is fulfilling, your art, your painting, whatever it is. I think I definitely see it less of your spiritual if you do XYZ and more of how can you experience, a connection or, I guess what's meaningful to you. I think that to me is what spirituality is now.
I think that's very important to understand. Like a few years back, you had a different approach to manifestation, and it sounds like you've become more practical. So how does it differ?
It differs to me because I think people often talking about manifestation will kind of say, oh, the universe, this, that. And you kind of take it and you're like, okay, yeah, that's great. But why the universe, this, that? So I started to ask these questions, and I had this whole existential crisis, which many of us do, where I was like, you know, what does all of this even mean? What's the point of it all? When you see, you know, things happen to people that you wouldn't wish on anyone. And I think that idea has made me really think that, you know, manifestation is just a human idea. It's flawed. There's nothing that we can say is absolutely true, because if it was absolutely true, people would be getting every single thing they wanted. And sometimes I think that's not the case. So I think that when I've looked at manifestation now, I see it through distance, but in what I feel is a more helpful way to myself, hopefully to others too, if they're interested in it. But I think that it's important to kind of question why people are saying things. And the whole kind of view that I've had in my own book is kind of saying, hey, maybe this is a thing, maybe it isn't, and that's okay too. But sometimes there are steps that help us to get towards things that we want.
What do you do in your daily life? Do you have a regular work job and then you're doing kind of the poetry, manifestation, other things on the side. So what's your regular hustle, or is this it? Are you full time?
Yeah, full time at the moment on this because I really wanted to give a lot of attention to learning about writing, learning about the book space, learning about the book industry. At the moment, I do have some ideas on what I would like to move into next. More writing, perhaps on Substack, that sort of thing. But yeah, at the moment, I am taking the time to, talk about this book and share it with people who are looking for something like it.
I think it's so important to talk to people about goals, life goals, how do you define like what you want to manifest for yourself? 'Cause like I want everything. I want it now.
Right.
And not just a great job, but a great salary, great husband, friends, travel. Like, should we manifest one thing at a time?
I've kind of approached it as a mix. Sometimes I go through seasons where I'm like, okay, this is the one thing that I would like to move towards, or maybe there's a few. And then sometimes I go through seasons where I'm just like, okay, I just want to enjoy. I want to really drink in everything and appreciate everything. So I think that it's possible to work towards things that multiple things that you want. But I think the thing that I feel helps everything move towards like a total vision that you like, the thing that I come back to is still something like a dream statement. And even though it sounds so basic and so widely kind of talked about, even if you're going through a season of rest or season of like, okay, I'm actively moving towards something, I feel like having that in the morning and reading that will help, or it helps me to even subconsciously just kind of let all of those areas of my life be touched on each day. So that's kind of my approach to it at the moment.
I love that. In your studies, have you kind of encountered any theories that support this idea that there is a lot of power in your intention and your energy, your focus?
Not in my studies per se, but I definitely think that there is some scientific, substance behind these things. I personally just haven't gone to look for what those studies are. But yeah, I definitely do think that there's some practical elements to these sorts of things for sure. Whether it's like visualization, building a vision board, or like changing your thoughts, changing how you feel.
If you're someone who hasn't really tried manifesting and you're just living an everyday common life, 9 to 5, grinding it out, and you want to start to do some like spiritual deeper level thinking, like you said, we all hit that moment where you're like, what am I even doing? Is this even worth it? Like, what is life really about? So what is a good first step for people to take inventory and start trying to open up to that space of intentionality?
For me, it has been reflecting first on what I might not like about where I'm at the moment, and then letting that kind of direct me towards what I do want. And I think that's a good way to kind of start because it helps, it gives us something to start with. When you're just asked like, oh, what do you want? It can be a very open question. But I also think that journaling for me has been a big part of also just checking in with what I'm thinking. And I think naturally when you're writing down your thoughts, you can come across like, oh, actually, I've realized that this is something that I really want, or oh, I've realized that this is something that I want to steer clear from. So I think that getting into journaling has been really helpful as well.
That becomes like a daily ritual or a habit. Are there some habits and rituals that kind of guide you and like force you to get into that clearer state of mind?
Yeah, one of the things that I like doing is, well, I'll call it mirror questions, but it'll just be, it's a combination of just writing something like the first thought that comes to your mind. So like one that I sometimes have written is, I feel disgruntled this morning. I feel grumpy this morning, or whatever the feeling is, I'll write it down. And then just like mirroring that into a direct question. It's not rocket science, but just saying, okay, why do I feel grumpy this morning? And then just going on a huge rant or just writing out whatever you're thinking. I think that that's a really good place to start because it helps you get beneath the surface of what you're feeling and putting that into words.
That's important to identify that, because otherwise you just carry it with you. You bring it into work, grumpy. You're like, you haven't thought about why did I wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning? And there's probably a very good reason, but you just can't. Hasn't come to the surface yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a huge fan of making lists and all of my intentions, my New Year's resolutions, and like my goals and things I want to strive for. But is that, do you think that's helpful or harmful? Because I know I fall short every year. I maybe hit 1 out of 10 resolutions that I could keep or maintain or feel proud of. I don't almost never hit all of them. What do you think about that?
I think that it's something where it can be so helpful because it's really motivating, especially at the start of the year. And then it's interesting also to hear other people's ones and get inspired through that. But I also definitely understand getting to the end of the year and being like, oh, could have done better on that one. Didn't touch that one at all. I think that it's ne not necessarily good or bad. I think that if it's something that you feel, okay, like I find it motivating to set this intention. And even if I didn't stay consistent with it the entire 365 days of the year, at least I considered it and at least it was, an intention that I had. I think the most important thing that I have found is using the things that I find helpful. And if at the end of the day, if I did my best, then that's good enough. And just going in that direction.
You also have a Substack and you write the Virgin Notes, and you have Virgin Notes Radio where you're reading out loud your articles and your written pieces and poetry. What was the motivation for coming up with that?
Well, I think that once I had finished writing the manifestation diaries, there was, of course, like the editing process and everything, but I feel like it was an opportunity for me to kind of condense all the thoughts that I had had about manifestation. But there are also so many other things that I love to think about, love to write about, and I thought it would be really nice to have a place for those thoughts to live. And some of those topics are more like cultural and philosophical and personal stories. And so my first article was on the culture of turning 30 because I had just turned 30 and I had gone through the experience like everybody where you hear that 30 is this big number. And once you turn 30, everything changes. And I also feel like there's a lot of pressure. Like by the age of 30, you should have XYZ. So that was kind of the opportunity on Substack to kind of put like movie quotes and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think that it's a place for me to be able to kind of put those types of stories. And also, I feel like there's not a lot of content necessarily where someone's skeptical about manifestation, but also not necessarily against it. And so it's a place for me to also kind of talk about manifestation from that kind of zoomed out perspective where I'll poke fun at it, but also there's reasons why I, go back to some of the things that are contained within its idea.
I love that you're expressing yourself there. It's become such a visual world with so much, imagery on Instagram and social media, and it's a whole nother depth of understanding who a person is when you read their writing and hearing their voice, and it's so much more meaningful. So as I've done a lot of deep dives into Substack and Reddit these days, and I'm really enjoying reading and hearing people's voices.
I
And
agree,
that's
yeah.
really hard to do. I think the writing process is honestly so hard to do, sit there and tumble out all your words and your thoughts. As you are getting in your 30s, and is there stuff you'd tell your younger self that you wish you'd done differently?
Oh, absolutely.
If you could
I,
give your younger
yeah.
self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Oh, I would say probably there's no rush. There's no rush. I think. Yeah, I would say probably there's no rush and also just don't take things too seriously. Have fun along the way.
Yeah, I just had a birthday, so I was asking our, followers and patients, like, okay, well, what's the best thing about aging? Because it's all like couched in negativity. So, but what's the best thing about getting a little older for you?
Oh, I think that just things have become a lot more about taking it all in. And instead of like, I have to be this, I have to get here. I think that personally, when I, turned 30, it was like, okay, just relax a little bit, enjoy things a bit more, and enjoy living life rather than having to, pursue things all the
That's a hard lesson to learn. Like, we're in this
time.
evolution of forming ourselves and getting our education and academics, and like, you have to create some value in you, and then you're in such a rush to grow up, and then you realize, like, what's the point of rushing? You just become an adult with a job, and you need to
Yeah.
enjoy your freedom when you have it, when you're not tied down with kids and a house and a job and a mortgage and all of that.
Totally.
Yeah. What do you do when you're experiencing self-doubt or fear? Do you have words of advice or wisdom to give confidence back?
I try to also tell myself that I can't be the only one feeling it. And I think that helps with like the feeling of isolation that I often get. I also think that kind of going through the things that I have achieved, big or small, has been really helpful to just be like, in this moment, when you look in the room that you're in right now, it seems like this is all there's ever been. But thinking back to, the travel you've done, the people you've impacted, like that is, I think, also really important. And also something that I think is really helpful is talking to a friend, because they will often help you realize how harsh you are on yourself in that moment. And it takes you out in a really good way, I think, really fast.
Yeah, I think everyone needs to have a little speech to talk themselves down from self-doubt and fear and feeling like imposter syndrome, you know? Congratulations again on the book. Where can people find the Manifestation Diaries if they're interested to like do some self-work?
Well, you can find it on Amazon, like many other things as well. It's just, the Manifestation Diaries. I also have it on my website, which is just kimberlywenya.com.
That's amazing. I think everyone out there should take time to inventory their life and think about what goals do they want to manifest, what place do they want to be in their life. Otherwise, time just keeps ticking and you have to kind of think about what makes you inspired in life. And I am so thrilled to read this book. Can't wait to take a look at it and manifest some really nice, important dreams for myself. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to check out Kimberly's new book and stay beautiful.